gas stove was left on, and the whole house is full of gas. The stove is now shut off and windows are open. Everyone outside. 2014. Central, all call station 8 at 560 Tradewinds Drive, 560 Tradewinds Drive, crossing the Beauvision Night. Caller advising that gas stove was left on, the whole house is full of gas. The stove is now shut off and windows are open, everyone is outside, 2015.
Eight eighteen seven six on Edmund.
818,
go ahead on Edmund.
Do you guys grab a gas meter by chance? I don't, and I'm pretty certain Jordan doesn't either.
Copy, we'll grab that. I'm at Finn, heading to the station.
Alright, we're on a police call right now, so we'll be a few minutes till we get there.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
818 from 79 on Adam.
Good.
I do not have a gas meter. We're tied up on a call here.
Copy. I apologize.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to give you a heads up. We won't be there for a little bit.
Sounds good.
Eight 11 route 2017.
Sounds good.
Clear stop.
Copy, clear.
Eight thirty, 10.
So White Bonneville, signal one.
Copy.
Where are you coming from?
I'm in the parking lot.
Eight
11 on, in command, 2018. Tower Radio, Alpha 15.
Go ahead.
Evening, 7 affirmative, 84-year-old female patient.
coming to you for generalized weakness, nausea, vomiting. Well, it's been a couple of weeks now, progressively getting worse. Found it to be an AFib, RVR, and a rate of about 160. Well, I always went ahead and started lying, did some fluid therapy, and brought her down to about 112, 116 right now. Still an AFib, however, she feels a whole lot better. Clearly dehydrated prior to her arrival. I also got some Zofran for the nausea. Currently, I got a pulse of 104, and a blood pressure of 104 over 68. Pressure rate 16, unlabored, to 95%, and a couple liters of O2. We have an IV established. Someone's running a TKO. Showed, like I said, AFib, RVR, on an EKG. Sugar come back at 216. As far as I can tell, it's a new onset of AFib, but I don't see any kind of anticoagulant for AFib at all. Like I said, she's resting comfortably right now, no complaints, GCS 15, and then I'll be to you in about 5 seconds.
What was her
7.
clear.
All units clear, 2024.
Cover to the air, EMS 635, incoming patient curve for pediatric patient, I never had a copy.
Go on.
Cover to the air, 625, paramedic 3, combined facility, 16-year-old pediatric, 1-6, pediatric special needs patient, he has a congenital malformation from the Amish community. He was in your facility about a week ago for about 2 weeks with pneumonia. Today, mom came back from a funeral and found that he had aspirated some vomit. Initially, when we got called, his oxygen saturation was around the 70s, 72, 73%. She had him on 4 liters of cannula there at the house. Currently on CPAP, he's at 99% on CPAP. He had, of course, bronchi in the upper lobes. Patient's non-verbal. Do have a 22 gauge IV to update me. I'll give him one breathing treatment. I throw him and albuterol. Give him a little bit of fluid bolus. He's trying to attack at 140. Current respirations are 35 to 40 times a minute. He was breathing about 50 to 60 times a minute when we first got there. Mom says his color is much improved. He's doing much better, acting much more like his normal self. Got a blood glucose of 145. Unless you have any further questions, or we can see you guys in about 8 minutes.
Do you have a blood pressure?
Affirm. The last blood pressure was 118 over 68. 118 over 68.
Is you an 8?
Okay, so you want to look at 625, clear the 800.
Central to Rescue 14 and Alpha 30 for a Priority 1 medical at Huron Woods, 1395 South Huron Road, across a river, and a 61-year-old male, with chest pain, 20-29.
30 copy, we'll be in route.
Alpha 30 route, 20-29.